This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are visiting Uvalde, Texas to sympathize with relatives and survivors of the latest mass shooting in the United States. Their visit follows the killing last week of 19 school children and two teachers. On Tuesday, an 18-year-old gunman burst into a fourth-grade classroom at Robb Elementary School and opened fire. Law enforcement officials, who initially took more than an hour to respond, shot him to death. It's the second time this month Mr. Biden has responded to a mass killing. He earlier visited Buffalo, New York, in the northeastern United States, where a white supremacist had opened fire, targeting and killing 10 black people in a grocery store. Talks on a potential modest compromise on U.S. gun safety legislation continue. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has the story.
My hope is that this time is different.
Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, who is part of the bipartisan group of senators in talks about gun safety legislation.
I am at the table in a more significant way right now with Republicans and Democrats than ever before. Certainly many more Republicans willing to talk right now than were willing to talk after Sandy Hook.
A different point of view from GOP Congressman Mo Brooks from Alabama.
What we have to do is stop the motivation that causes these criminals, these horrific individuals, to do what they do.
While Brooks was on Fox News Sunday, Murphy appeared on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Shelley Adler.
Authorities in Nepal say rescuers have narrowed down a possible location of a passenger plane with 22 people on board that's feared to have crashed in the mountains. The Tara airplane was on a 15-minute scheduled flight to the mountain town of Jamsam on Sunday. It took off from the resort town of Pokhara. This is VOA News. Ukraine mounted a new counteroffensive Sunday to reclaim land around the southern port city of Kherson. Kherson has served as a staging ground for Russian forces in southern Ukraine. It was the first major city to fall to Moscow's forces as they swept north out of Crimea more than 3 months ago. On Sunday, the Ukrainian military said on Twitter, "Hold on, Kherson, we're coming." Meanwhile, Severodonetsk is under heavy assault. The governor of Luhansk, which along with Donetsk makes up the Donbas region, said on Friday that Russian troops had entered Severodonetsk. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a rare visit outside the capital, Kyiv, on Sunday to meet with Ukrainian forces in the eastern city of Kharkiv, a trip meant to highlight the success of Kyiv in driving Russia away from Ukraine's second-largest city. Ambassadors from the 27 European Union member states on Sunday examined a compromise that could enable them to break the deadlock on Russian oil embargo ahead of an emergency summit in Brussels this week. The bloc's officials feared the absence of an agreement will cast a shadow over the two-day meeting starting Monday between European leaders. The latest round of proposed sanctions by the EU has been blocked by landlocked Hungary, which has no access to seafaring oil cargo ships. Hungary is dependent for 65% of its oil needs on Russian crude oil supplied via the Druzhba pipeline, which runs from Russia to various points in eastern and central Europe. The French sports minister said on Sunday she's calling a meeting of security and football authorities to ensure the chaos that marred the Champions League final between Liverpool and Real Madrid in 2024 Olympics host Paris was not repeated in the future. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
The French sports minister on Sunday said she was calling a meeting of security and football authorities to ensure the chaos that marred the Champions League final between Liverpool and Real Madrid was not repeated in the future, especially with Paris hosting the 2024 Olympics. Quote, "The priority now is to identify very precisely what went wrong in order to learn all the lessons so that such incidents do not happen again at our future major international sporting events." Liverpool is calling for an investigation into the treatment of their supporters before the game at the National Stadium in Paris on Saturday, which the club said left thousands of ticket holders struggling to enter. But European football's governing body, UEFA, blamed a problem with fake tickets, while French government figures criticized the behavior of British fans. The start of the match was delayed 37 minutes. Fans, including families with children, were seen being tear-gassed and pepper-sprayed in large congested lines outside the stadium. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.